Metro back in the news for all the wrong reasons, sadly. Joining us right now is Jack Evans, D.C. Council member and also the chairman of the D.C. Metro Board. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Evans.
Glad to be with you. How are you doing today?
Well, but I'm confused and concerned. Council member Evans, you have represented Ward 2 since 1991. You have a lot of political influence and sway in the District of Columbia, and now as chairman of the D.C. Metro Board, I mean, you can get stuff done. So I don't understand why Nats fans going out to this critical game against the Dodgers tonight are going to be abandoned by Metro if the game goes past 12 o'clock. You can change this. You can make this happen. Why haven't you?
No, if I could, I would. You know, my position is that we ought to stay open tonight. It's the biggest sporting event to take place in the region probably in the last 20 years, and very exciting for the region, and yet the general manager is sticking to his guns right at the moment, saying I make no exceptions for late night activities.
Doesn't he work for you? Don't you? I mean, you and the board, you have oversight
over
him.
Yeah, the board certainly, and we're going to be meeting again at noon today. The board talking about this issue, but so far I haven't been able to get the board members on board as far as staying open. They're siding more with the general manager. So, yeah, very disappointing.
So you don't have the votes on the Metro Board is what you're saying?
No, I don't have the votes on the Metro Board at the moment to get this thing done. We'll see what happens today. And early discussions like 2 or 3 weeks ago when I first brought this up, Paul said that, man, maybe for the World Series if we get that far. So this is the divisional playoffs, but granted, it's one of the biggest sporting events in a long time.
I'm sorry, I got to jump in here. There's going to be 50,000 people down there, whether it's Game 5 of the Divisional Series, whether it's Games 3, 4, and 5 of the Championship Series, or it's the World Series. What, just because the trophy is bigger, the general manager will keep Metro open? That makes no logical sense.
Well, you're preaching to the choir. I got the robes on and everything here. So if it's up to me and I could wave the magic wand, would stay open. And I'm going to give it another run at it at noon today and see if I can convince the board and the general manager that this is not the Marine Corps Marathon. This is not the Billy Joel concert. This is not the Monday night football game. This is really our baseball championship, and we need to be on board on this. Otherwise, you're right. We're going to strand 15,000 people down there who took Metro and are going to have to find a different way home at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
All right. There are other things we need to talk about with regards to Metro, and that is we're talking about a budget gap and the possibility of raising fares. Are you in favor of that or against it?
Totally against raising fares and totally against taking money out of the capital budget to cover operating expenses. Really, the region has got to now step up. Maryland, Virginia, the district, and the district's all in, have got to come forward with a higher subsidy for Metro. Raising fares like raising taxes. You don't raise taxes in a failing organization like Metro. It's just, and to our riders, after all we've put them through, to say, now you just got to pay more for this lousy service, is just, to me, outrageous that it would even be on the table. And again, these other accounting contrivances that Metro's been doing, raiding the capital budget and things of that nature, selling off assets, It's just stuff that kicks the can down the road. We have got to, as a region, and I got to tell you, at this conference yesterday, Muriel Bowser, our mayor, did a great job saying that the region's got to pay, and the two governors were hiding under the table, basically, saying, well, I don't know, you got to show that you're more reliable, blah, blah, blah. No, we need the money to make this system work, and I think the riders in this region, and there are, you know, hundreds of thousands of them, have to say to their elected officials, you've got to invest in this is a $40 billion asset we have here. And they won't invest in it. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you know, the thing I think I wonder about is Metro going to survive this? I mean, if ridership is down now because of the SafeTrack, and even during the SafeTrack, there have been problems in areas that I thought had already been worked on. So you've got that. And then on top of that, there's the possibility of a fare increase. I mean, you may be against it, but it looks like it might have support in other places. And if that happens, you're asking people who are already frustrated with a system to pay more. And anytime you ask people to pay more, fewer people are going to avail themselves of that product. And it seems to me that you may get to a point where it literally cannot sustain itself.
Well, it certainly can't sustain itself now. But just remember, Metro carries 750,000 people a day in and out of the district, rides out of the district. If you don't have Metro, you see what's going on out in the streets right now. It is gridlock. Without Metro, and we're adding probably another several million people over the next decades into this region. People are moving here. Without Metro, the whole place will be in gridlock. So it's not, to me, an option like, well, we can't do it or we don't have to do it. We have to fix Metro. And we can.
So
we have a great general manager. All we need are the resources.
Our guest is D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans. He is the chairman of the Metro Board. And I got to ask you, I mean, you're just laying out, you and Brian basically just made the case of us being at a pivotal point in Metro history. This is, it's facing an existential threat. Has it not been discussed or even entertained the idea of going to the employees' unions, which make up such an enormous amount of the ongoing costs of Metro, and saying, listen, we got a problem here, and we're facing this existential threat. We need you to come back to the table and reorganize and restructure these contracts. Otherwise, no one's going to have a job.
Yep, we are at the table with the employees' unions as we speak. All the contracts are up for negotiation right now. I have met personally with the head of the union, Jackie Jeter, and she is completely aware of the circumstances that Metro's in. So I do hope that the employees' union does step up to the plate as a partner and says, look, we are going to take a step back and help you out here.
Given the other options that are on the table, which is a fare increase or more taxpayer money via the federal government or the Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. government, it seems only fair to ask the employees to step up as well, doesn't it?
No question, and that's what we're doing.
Well,
we're
should right on hopefully right we'll have now. More than hope that that'll happen.
Well, yeah, and see, I'm stuck with a situation called binding arbitration, though, which is put into this compact back in the 1960s. So if we put zero on the table, union puts 11% on the table, we always lose. The arbitrator always puts it down the middle.
Well, you're preaching to the choir with regard to these public employee unions and how they're rigged already. Trust me, we've got our robes on. We've had them on for a while. Councilmember Jack Evans, thanks for joining us, but we have to leave it there.